Around the country, schools are looking for ways to help female students succeed in the male-dominated fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. But at Wyoming Indian High School, girls are taking that initiative on their own. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr has more.
Every Wednesday afternoon, one hallway at Wyoming Indian High School turns into a robotics arena. Two teams are scrimmaging today, using their remote-controlled robots to pick up big yellow blocks called stones and move them around in an obstacle course. 12th grader Miranda Blackbird explains the rules.
Okay, so when you move this foundation, you get more points once you move it into this depot kind of thing.
Blackbird and her classmates Trinity Bethel Gould and Sierra White make up Electric Feather, Wyoming Indians' founding robotics team. Last year, when the girls started the club, Blackbird says their single-speed robot moved too quickly and was hard to control. So this year, she programmed a function that allows the driver to slow the robot down by 20%.
The slower you move, it kind of doesn't jolt really fast, so where the stones will fall over. So that's why we wanted to add a function where you could press a button and make it slower, so it's easier for us to move it without it falling over.
Computer science teacher Sam Hartpence says this is really sophisticated stuff for high schoolers, and that the robotics club as a whole has come a long way. But one thing that hasn't changed much is the gender makeup of the club. By a factor of 4-1, Hartpence says the strongest coders at Wyoming Indian High School are girls.
These girls rise to a challenge. They have a lot of resilience and a lot of grit. They just keep working the problem. They don't give up on it.
Eliminating gender imbalance in STEM subjects has become a focus of educators in Wyoming, and most experts agree our state has a long way to go. So what's Wyoming Indian's secret? I took this question to Bobby Wells. She's Northern Arapaho, graduated from Wyoming Indian in 2007. She now works as a civil engineer in Lander, and she serves as a mentor to the robotics team. But when she was in high school, Wells says there wasn't much support for students who were serious about STEM, regardless of their gender.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed because I knew as a sophomore I wanted to go into engineering. And so I was already looking at colleges and looking at what their prereqs were. And I knew I was going to need to know calculus when I got into college, and they didn't offer a calculus class.
So she had some catching up to do, but eventually landed at the University of Kansas engineering program, where she says her classes skewed male, and she was one of only two Native students in the entire program. As a result, she dealt with some ignorant comments from other students.
Me and another student, we were doing homework. I remember it was like for my AutoCAD class, and I was stressing about money and paying my tuition or something, and he just kind of looked at me. He's like, "What are you complaining about? Don't Indians get to go to school for free?" And I was like, sure. Ask that to my student loan officer.
Plus, the coursework was hard. When she felt like giving up, Wells says she would lean on a mentor from home, another Northern Arapaho woman named Jola Wallowing Bull, who had made a career in engineering.
So I would just, you know, ask her for advice sometimes. Like, what did you do? Did you ever feel the same way? Did you ever get too overwhelmed? And how did you get through it? Because she graduated, so, you know, obviously she got through it.
And that's the same message she wants to communicate to her mentees on the robotics team. If she could do it, so can they. As for why girls at Wyoming Indian are such natural leaders in their STEM classes, Wells chalked it up to the problem-solving skills they're likely learning at home.
A lot of homes around here, grandmothers, mothers, sisters are usually like taking care of everyone else. Women are usually the ones that keep everything together.
And talking to the girls on the robotics team, that theory adds up. The student who Sam Hartpence says is probably the strongest coder in the school had to leave practice early to go home and babysit. But 10th grader Angel Behan said before she left that she wants to make a career out of computer programming.
Like my grandma, I told her, and I was like, I'm more in coding. And she's like, yeah, yeah, they make a lot of money. You could work for Google. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure about Google, but yeah.
She and the other girls say they're glad boys in school are starting to get interested in coding too. But Miranda Blackbird says the original group will always be proud of last year's all-girls robotics club.
I know that there's not a lot of girls in computer science or such, and that kind of men are more dominant in it, but I like how we started it, and it was just girls, and not only that, it was the first robotics club at Wyoming High School. And that kind of just makes it kind of special for us and kind of unique.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Savannah Marr on the Wind River Reservation.